I told our guys to expect a very difficult, hard-fought, physical basketball game, and that's what it was. And we did just enough to get through. I thought we played really hard defensively. And but again, that's we're gonna have to win some games like that. And we're proud and happy to have won this one. I commend our guys for their effort and how hard they played. And I give George a lot of credit. They played hard too. And they worked us on the boards a little bit. We were concerned about that. But I thought our ability to turn them over and still keep the field goal percentage down was a big key for us.
Obviously, it shows tonight what a difference AJ can be for you when he's in there.
Mm-hmm. And the good news is most nights we're going to help him more than that. Most nights we got some good shots that we just missed, and I didn't really think that I would ever come in here in Tensley's entire career and see that he had one field goal, and that was a dunk. you look at what our guys did defensively, and I just thought that was huge. And you can survive bad shooting nights if your defense is solid and you rebound. And I thought we did. We certainly defended. Our rebounding was a little bit suspect, but not terrible. We had a nice little stretch there in the second half where AJ got loose for that layup and we drove it, and we got some good things happen for us right there. But nevertheless, it wasn't a thing of artistic beauty offensively, but defensively we played well.
Kevin, is it I guess typical for a young team like this to be ahead defensively of where it is offensively?
No, because usually you get those guys out of high school and they can't guard their butt with either hand, and it's been a credit to them that they have come in and really bought into the concept of how hard we try to play defensively and how we have to play to be successful defensively, and those guys are doing a nice job. They really are.
Overall, have they been maturing the way you'd like them to be at this point?
They're doing great. They're fun to coach, and that's really at the end of the day. If they're enjoyable to coach, we'll get to where we're trying to go, because that means they're working hard, means they're working with good attitudes, means they like each other. So as long as we've got that, we're going to be okay.
Did you guys identify Woodbury and Tompkins particularly defensively?
Yeah, we sure tried. And that was, we got lucky because we were able to get Terrence in a little foul trouble there in the first half. And then we let him bang two threes on us right as soon as the second half started over just silly breakdowns of ours. But other than that, we had some success. I thought Darshawn and Steve worked real hard on Tompkins, and AJ came over and gave us some nice help. But again, defensively, it was a good night.
When it's a dunk, where you're not just shooting, I mean, is the best thing to go with the basket, try to get to the rim as much as possible?
Well, yeah, try to drive it, try to throw it inside. For us, throwing it inside is key because we got to get it to AJ. He practiced about 30 minutes yesterday, and that's the only practice he's had since the first 15 minutes of practice last Friday. And so, his timing's a little off, which is understandable, but he's a really, really good competitor, and we don't win the game without him, that's for sure.
Kevin, is this put still bothering him at all?
Oh, sure it's bothering him. We're just going to have to hope that it doesn't get any worse, and we're probably going to have to massage his practice time a little bit. But at this juncture, we've got to have him ready for games and hope that he doesn't lose too much of his rhythm and timing in the process.
What about conditioning? Does that condition
quickly? Well, for him it does. For him it does. For Beal it doesn't. You know, but both, you know, AJ will lose conditioning if he's not able to practice. There's no question. But I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to get him a little bit more than, you know, the next few days than we've had in the last several.
Two more. You ever seen Brad up like that in practice?
Who did he talk to?
No, I'm just curious.
Brad dunk like that? Is that what you said? Brad. I thought you said talk. Sorry. Yes, I have. Brad is very deceptive athletically. Give him a little bit of a running start, and he'll poke one on you.
Kevin, when you recruited these freshmen, you knew they were athletic. You knew they were ball players. Did you ever suspect they'd be able to defend as well as quickly?
No, I didn't even know that I could even coach a team to defend like this, to be honest with you. These guys are just doing great. And there are going to be nights for us this year where we're going to have to, because there are going to be some nights when we struggle to score, maybe more than I hope. But nevertheless, if we defend and play together and play hard and the big fella inside keeps attracting attention. Again, we missed some shots tonight that we're going to make. Jermaine and Brad especially missed some shots that are going to go in. So I'm not worried about that part. And all we really need to do is hit a few. If we can hit a few each night, then hopefully that'll be enough. Thanks.